A committee has been formed to help keep Thornlow Cheese from closing its doors for good. It's simply named Save Thornlow Cheese. We are going to need the entire community's support to make sure that we are able to fight this, says Robin Fluwelling, a dairy farmer in Earlton. The more voices speak up against the closure, the stronger our chance to get our favorite squeaky curds back on the shelf will be. Residents are being asked to show their support at #SaveThornlowCheese. A petition is at a number of area stores and an online petition is in the works. You can email support here. This committee has been organized by the Temiskaming Dairy Producer Committee. Members are Anna Regal, Dominic Leviel, Sam Laranger, Josh Jackson, Darren Jibb, and Fluwelling. Gay Lee Foods announced the sudden closure last week via a notice on the Thornlow Cheese Highway 11 store. A spokesman for Gay Lee says the equipment is so old it would cost $10 million to upgrade, and that doesn't make sense financially. See, fight is on for future of Thornlow Cheese and Old Age Killed Thornlow Cheese. A poster on the Facebook page wrote, "The fallout will be bad." A huge amount of independent-owned restaurants use Thornlow Cheese in their menus, food trucks use their curds for poutine, and schools relied on their cheese fundraisers every year to generate funds for extracurricular activities. A massive loss if this can't be turned around. It's one of the biggest issues that we have faced, and we're just putting Gay Lee on notice that we're going to fight, says Temiskaming Cochrane MPP John Vantoff. We're not just going to wave goodbye. We want to work with them, whether it's with them or with another cheesemaker, but we're not letting Thornlow go easily or at all. A meeting has been held with Gay Lee to see what their intentions are with the plant. However, no details have emerged.